Hey guys, Will Durst here, relishing the spectacle of millions of Democrats wiping their collective brows after the second presidential debate. MSNBC's Chris Matthews was so relieved he nearly broke down and cried, although truth be told, he probably cries during Coke commercials, especially the cute ones with the polar bears. Looks like President Obama did more at debate camp this time around than practices lanyard weaving. He reportedly took 3 days off to prepare for the Hofstra University showdown, as opposed to the 90 minutes he took off last time. The general consensus is Obama got his mojo back. He re-mojoed, while GOP candidate Mitt Romney charged onto the stage with his patented attacking style, but perhaps drank too deep from the Joe Biden over-caffeinated thermos, attempting to outshout both the president and the moderator, Candy Crowley. Romney's people obviously forgot to update his operating system because there were also a couple of unforced errors. First, the binder blunder, where he awkwardly dodged a question about equal pay for women and spoke about binders full of women. Maybe we can get Bill Clinton to investigate. Then again, could be some sort of Mormon thing. The biggest pitfall was the Benghazi tiger trap, where Romney accused the president of not calling the death of our Libyan ambassador a terrorist attack. He should have said something was up when the president encouraged him to proceed, please, governor, but nonetheless went balls to the wall. Then Miss Crowley, who was in the Rose Garden for the president's press conference, confirmed his words. No, he said it, I was there. If Romney wins, Miss Crowley is destined to go job hunting with Big Bird. The right wing got incredibly upset with a moderator interjecting herself into the debate, but then the rich and the righteous are never really comfortable when the help talks out a turn. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.